بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أبى. إلى يا رسول الله من أبى؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أطاعني فقد دخل الجنة، ومن أطاعني فقد أبى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this environment of kufr, in this environment where day in and day out, in fact for some of us hourly, especially those who have got businesses, those who have got firms and factories, those who are working in other firms and factories and businesses, when you are working hourly, you are being faced with the ideologies of the kuffar. Kuffar all around us. Mushriks all around us. We are facing the onslaught of these kuffar, these mushriks, these un-Islamic ways. And all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are surviving. We should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us iman, and because of iman we are surviving and we are able to stay on the ship, sailing above all the kufr and the ship. In fact, if we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not be sufficient. If you look at their ways and our ways, their values and our values, their styles and our styles, to see the difference and how Islam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam and deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were discussing on this platform how an Islamic government functions, how an Islamic society functions, what are the laws for the Amir, all those things. Today we want to discuss one small aspect and we will elaborate in the near future. What is the fact that Sharia of Islam is supreme? If you take any law on earth, any law, Western, Eastern, coming from the north or south, and if you place it against the law of Sharia, then the law of Sharia supersedes it. The wisdom behind the law of Sharia is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our maker, He's our sustainer, He's our nourisher, He's our provider, He made us, He knows what is good for us. Therefore, the law implemented by Him, we should implement in our houses, in our businesses, in our politics of our country. No law supersedes the Sharia. Whether it is to go to the toilet or to pass a law in Parliament, the law of Islam, the law approved by Allah, the law sanctioned by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has to be used properly. When we have realized this fact, what is to realize the fact that Allah is our Rabb? And what is to believe the fact that Allah is my Rabb? And what is to accept it that Allah is my Rabb? All these are different things. I have accepted Allah is my Rabb. I have accepted Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul. I have accepted that the Shariat is supreme. But what are my actions showing? My actions showing that Allah is my Rabb. Are my actions showing that Rasul is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul?
Our direction showing in my house, in my domestic life, in my family life, in my business life, is Sharia supreme. What are my actions showing? Now, respected elders, when we accept Sharia is supreme, Sharia is the ultimate, then we have to protect it. We have to save that. We have to preach it. We have to propagate it. We have to adopt it in our life. Remember, we do not have to adapt it to our lives. We have to adopt it to our lives. We have to bring it into our lives. How Rasulullah has explained it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith that no one becomes a true Muslim until he subjugates his life according to what I have brought. Subjugate, that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we accept it and we practice upon it. We do not say if, why, but, when, pros, cons, then trim it, and then cut it, then measure it, and then design it, and then weave it. No respect to that. Islam must be a job. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when they asked him about what has happened, the dignity, how they got dignity and honor, he said, Islam gave us dignity, Islam gave us honor. We are dependent on Islam. Islam is not dependent on us. We are dependent on the life of Rasulullah. The life of Rasulullah is not dependent on us. We are dependent on Allah. Allah is not dependent on us. Respected elders, if the whole world adopts kufr, it does not make the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1 degree lower. If the whole world goes away from Islam and rejects the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it does not remove or displace the status of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we are in need of Islam, then we must make jihad to protect. We must make jihad to enforce Islam. We must make jihad to bring Islam in ourselves, our families, our country, our children, our progeny. No sooner you talk of jihad, than the Western media, the Orientalists, the Kuffar scholars, have indoctrinated us to such an extent that when you talk of jihad, immediately what flashes in the mind is a Muslim standing, clad, having a big beard, and a big turban, and flashing a sword against enemies. Immediately when you talk of jihad, and they say that Islam spread by the sword. So, the Muslim, he doesn't talk of jihad. The Muslim, he doesn't discuss jihad. The Muslim, he is developed an inferiority complex as far as jihad is concerned. Why, when he talks of jihad, he may have to now defend himself to the question, did Islam spread by the sword? And if you cannot defend yourself against this question, that means your Islamic education is down. You must learn, sit with the ulama, sit with the learners, and find out where, how, and why did Islam spread? Did it spread by the sword? If not, why not? And the battles waged by the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether offensive in nature or defensive in nature. However, given time, inshallah, I will explain from this platform our standpoint about this. So jihad has to be made. And where we should start? We should start on ourselves. When we start on ourselves, our family, our kids and kids, our neighborhood, our locality, our country, internationally. When we become good Muslims, Islam will spread. Governments will accept Islam. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says that each man has got a quality that I am superior. The same quality we got in Quran. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. That I am the big rab. I am the big rab. same quality, shaitan, iblis. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, prostrate before Adam. Then he said, no, I am a fire, I rise, Adam is a sand, Adam goes down, I am superior. Shaitan, he puts in mankind, whether old or young, whether rich or poor, whether worker or boss, whether employer or employee, whether you come from this village or that village, whether you come from this part of Africa or that part of Africa, whether you are an alim or not an alim, in whatever position you are, shaitan comes to you. And he develops in you and makes you see one quality, and you feel proud about that quality, you feel superior about that quality, and then pride sets in, ignorance comes in, stupidity develops. Person feels superior because of his wealth. Person feels superior because of his knowledge. Person feels superior because of his car. Person feels superior because of his chain, because of his profession. Person feels superior that he is staying up there and they are staying down there. Person feels superior because of his mansion, his comfort, his luxury. Person feels superior because he is thirsty. Person feels superior because that he comes from that village and that village. Person feels superior that my brothers did this and my family did this of nationalistic qualities. Person feels superior because he has so many businesses and this strike balance. Person feels superior that I'm making so many ibadahs, that I weigh out so much in the path of Allah, that I do power of Sharia, that said power of Sharia. Shaitan attracts various people from various angles and puts him on the platform. Why? So that he stays on that platform of ignorance and pride and does not progress anyway. Every one of us should take stock quickly and find out how Shaitan is attacking me and how is he succeeding and why is he succeeding? Why does Shaitan succeed? I must destroy Shaitan. The satanic forces in me, I must suppress them, make jihad against them. Jihad means to strive, to make an effort. We should use our imani strength, our imani courage, our imani power and suppress these things. When we humble ourselves, when we bring sincerity, then we can work in this society, locality, our friends, our family, our neighborhood. Why? When we come down to the people. But when we stay on the platform, on the pedestal, then we cannot do anything. That Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says, another evil which gets into mankind is of gluttony, eating too much, drinking too much, sleeping too much, talking too much, laughing too much, being playful too much, joyful, amusement, comfort, luxury. Coupled with this, gambling, womanizing, adultery, fornication, carnal desires, following the carnal desires, following the whims, sanctity, horse racing, lovely, all these things, these evils, pornography, nudity, going to these naked beaches, going to these pools, jumping inside naked, with the family and the daughter, naked, going for drives, naked. It is very sad, respected elders. It is very sad and depressing to come to know and to observe that the Muslim sometimes is a maid, he is dressed and he even got a turban on his head, but his wife sits naked near him in the car and in the bazaar, goes with him. That means Islam touched him, it's touching him, but not touching that side. Sometimes you sit in opposite. Wife is in Parada and Durga, and the one standing near her, the daughter or the son or the husband, naked. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will come a time of Qiyamah that the woman will dress, that the woman will dress, that they will be naked. How? They will dress in tight fitting clothing. Everything is displayed. Transparent clothing. I do not want to mention those names of those clothing that I'm not fully acquainted with. But to follow the fashion of the time. So all these things against adultery jihad, against fornication jihad, against gambling jihad, against womanizing jihad, against following carnal desires jihad. Everything that is taking us to jihad, jihad. Suppress it. Control it. And bring Islam in our lives, respected elders. Islam will save us in this world. Islam will save us in the grave. Islam will save us when we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are we going to say, Allah? When we are questioned, your daughter was naked, your wife was naked, your children were naked. You were adhering to carnal desires. You were butchering the sunnah. What are we going to say? Because Ghazali Rasulullah alayhi says another thing. But there is another quality which catches my sight, which you do not see. Person gambling, womanizing, adultery, fornication, you see. Which you do not see. Malice, hatred, envy, jealousy, hypocrisy, kufr, shirk, having batil beliefs, that which you cannot see. Some Muslim is progressing. Muslim feels jealous and was trying to bring it down. Muslim is becoming rich, reporting to the revenue. Muslim is doing something, building a big house. Then, do something against it. Have jealousy, hatred, malice. These things, respected elders, remove from the heart. Make jihad against them. Sit in the company of the ulama. Sit in the company of the pious. Study what Allah wants us to study. Read what Allah wants us to read. See what Allah wants us to see. Say what Allah wants us to say. Hear what Allah wants us to hear. Sit in the masjid. Strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So jihad has to be made. One, two more statements before I conclude. The responsibility and duty of enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. You know the benefits, you know the virtues, you know the fadail. And we fully well know that when we enjoin what is good, forbid what is evil, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. That the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Then we Muslims become superior. We become rulers. Allah Ta'ala gives us the rule. When we enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil. Listen carefully and count me properly. There is not one organization in the world which has made it the purpose of their life to enjoy what is good and forbid evil. There are organizations, there are groups enjoying what is good. But show me with proof and research and data figures who is forbidding what is evil. Who is forbidding what is evil? In the light of the hadith, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you see an evil, stop it with your head. And if you cannot do so, then do it with your tongue. And if you cannot do so, feel hurt in the heart. As the azatul imam, zalika azatul imam, that is the lowest form of imam. Which organization in the world is forbidding evil with force? Muslim countries where Islamic law is supposed to be prevalent, are they doing it? But there is fornication, adultery, all those things, right in those places, alcohol, etc., right in those places, which are those organizations. So respected elders, we can start. How we can start? individually, in our houses, enjoy what is good, forbid what is evil. I'm not saying go and beat up your wife. I'm not saying go and thrash your children. But I'm saying that at least raise your voice. You just say Islamically. At least raise your voice. You cannot go. Today the daughter comes late. The wife comes late. Today the daughter is given the key of the car to go and go. Let alone the wife, she is doing it. And the father, he says, I cannot admonish my son not to do evil. Why the son will say, listen, father, you are doing the same thing. And the mother, what she can do? She cannot tell her daughter, don't roam around with loose hair and drive the car and come late. The daughter will say, the mother, you do the same thing. What situation have you reached? That the parent will say, no, the communication gap with this, we don't realize. You can't talk to these children, all respected elders. Islam is for every age. Quran and Hadith is talking for every age. There's no such thing. Present Quran to the child. Present Hadith to the child. Present the life of Rasulullah to the child and the family. See, they will change. But be practical, they'll become practical. Do, they will do. Read the mass, they will read the mass. Stop all evil, then stop all evil. When you stop evil and you come up to Sharia, then you will say, do the good. I am doing the good. I am doing the good. I am admonishing you. So this is the elders. Do not let Shaitan make these excuses, communication gaps, or that, oh, what is happening? How can I rebuke my son? That is why you give this son the car keys, the money, everything. Then when he goes into drugs and he does all these funny things, and the daughter becomes pregnant and comes home, then you stretch your hands, you go to the Malika and tell him, give tawis, something's happening to my daughter. Nothing's happening, she's getting pregnant. Respected elders, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of these. And we should shake ourselves up, make jihad against all these things which are stated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring barakah in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.